Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption and have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping all families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. We have offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and our mid-Michigan Saginaw area. And our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast. So we're really thankful that you're listening in today, and we hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. We are in the midst of our summer series, which is Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates, and we've had a really good time so far, and we hope you have too, just learning a little bit more about each of our very valuable and wonderful employees. And today we are speaking with Olivia Garrett. Olivia, I think you're on the line.
Yes, I am. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm glad that you took just a few minutes out of your busy day to come and be on the show and talk with us a little bit about your experience with adoption and with Adoption Associates. So I was going to go ahead and just get you, Olivia, to start today by telling us about your role and work with Adoption Associates.
Yeah, absolutely. I am one of our administrative assistants here at our Jenison office. I actually started at Adoption Associates about 3 years ago. I only was coming in for a couple hours, maybe every other week, maybe every 3 weeks, just for a couple hours. I'm just helping where help was needed or wanted. I focused on just basic office tasks such as like shredding or filing. I then accepted a full-time position this past October as my current position, administrative assistant. I now perform various different clerical tasks. I prepare materials and documents for marketing or meetings. I also prepare our quarterly newsletter that goes out every quarter, as well as our annual report that we just started. Last year was our first annual report that I created, so I'll be working on that again this coming year. I also answer our phones here in our Jenison office, so I sit at the front desk. I talk with clients who call at the very beginning or who have questions regarding starting an adoption process or journey. I then, when they begin with us, I walk them through the application process and answer any questions they might have, and then process their formal application once they've completed that, and I will connect them with their caseworker. I've also recently started planning the Uniting Hearts Creating Families Fall Fundraising Gala, which is actually coming up on Friday, November 9th. So we've been pretty busy working on that. There's a lot of different pieces to go along with planning a big event. So that's what I've been up to.
That's a lot. Yeah, you did a great job with that. But it's like, oh, and this and this and this. And, you know,
yeah.
The role that you play in Adoption Associates and the other ladies in our other offices that are doing this same work is just invaluable. You know, for caseworkers and other staff, you're our support. We wouldn't be able to go out into the world and do the work that we do if it weren't for people like Olivia and the other ladies that we'll talk to in the coming weeks as well. So, you know, we so appreciate, Olivia, what you do and how well you do it, and that you're there for our staff as well as our clients. I do want to shift gears just a second here and on a more personal level, ask you if you would mind telling us a little bit about Olivia outside of work.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sort of quote unquote a newlywed yet. I got married last year to my husband, Casey. We've now been married just over a year. We have an awesome golden retriever, Dax, who we love. He's also just over a year. We don't have any kids yet, so we talk a lot about him. He's our baby for now.
Awesome.
We love this season, this summer. My family has a cottage up north, just north of Muskegon, so we like to spend some weekends there or go on Lake Michigan. We are also big sports fans, so as the colder weather approaches, we look forward to football games. We're U of M fans, and then we love to go into the Lions game as well. So that's something to look forward to when the cooler weather comes.
Nice. So what drew you, Olivia, to working in the field of adoption?
So I was touched by adoption actually at a very young age and truly love the work of adoption. It holds a special place in my heart. It's sort of personal actually for what drew me to adoption. I have many family members who were adopted. My grandma was actually adopted and then she went on to adopt two of my uncles. And then I have a cousin on one side of the family who was adopted, and then a few cousins on the other side of the family who were adopted. And then I actually have a younger sister who was adopted from China. She came home in 2005 from China, and so I was in fifth grade then. And so I think adoption is beautiful, and I couldn't imagine my life without any of them. I love now, though, that I'm working here and I'm able to expand my knowledge of adoption in the process and help other families grow their families through adoption.
That's awesome. So I imagine, you know, you said that you were in fifth grade when your sister joined your family through adoption. I imagine that had to have really had an impact on you at being, you know, a young person.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I still remember those memories. So well. I remember her coming home, and we all greeted them at the airport, and those memories are just so special.
Absolutely. So you bring a lot of personal adoption experience to your work, and I imagine that serves you well in your role. You mentioned earlier answering the phones, and, you know, anyone who answers phones for any agency knows that, you know, you don't ever know who's on the other end of the phone. That could be a woman facing a crisis pregnancy on the other end of the line, or that could be a couple who want to become parents through adoption, or another agency caseworker. So, again, we so appreciate what you do, and in those phone calls and working with the public is so important. And I'm wondering, Olivia, if there's something you think that people would be surprised to know about the work that you do.
Yeah, sure. Something that kind of surprised me in a good way was how well I really get to know the families. When I began working as an administrative assistant, I thought to myself, you know, maybe I play a smaller role in the adoption process. I sit at the front desk and I only talk to the families a few times. But now that I've been here full time for about 9 months, and I'm continuing to learn all the pieces to the adoption process, I'm really able to answer questions and talk more in depth with the families. And then when they call, I remember them, and we kind of connect on different things we've talked about in the past. And I really get to know the families. And now when I get to answer the phones, I get excited to talk about adoption to people.
And maybe you just touched on this, but I wanted to ask you what your favorite thing about your work or your role is.
Yeah, it kind of all connects a little bit, but I think my favorite part is seeing families who have come in for their initial consultation. So I talk with them at the beginning when they submit their preliminary application, and I schedule them their consultation, and I see when they come in, and I recognize their faces as they come back. And then I get to see them come back for their final signing with their baby. And I think that is in itself just so great. And I get to see the joy and happiness on their face. And I love that I feel like I played a part in that process.
Absolutely, you did. And isn't that so interesting? Because not only are you seeing them, but you are seeing their story evolve, and then them, you know, maybe some insight into them emotionally. I mean, when a family comes in for the first time, they're feeling oftentimes pretty nervous about all of this. And then as mm-hmm. they continue to come in, you're seeing them. And then in the end, so is there anything that really stands out to you about that as you think about, you know, some of these couples and watching them go through the adoption process?
Yeah, I think that, you know, now that I've been here for long enough, I think that, that initially when they come in, you know, they might not know a lot about adoption. And I think that, they're learning so much and I'm learning kind of right along with them because I'm still kind of newish, you know, I've only been here for about 9 months full time where I've really started to understand the adoption process. So it is wonderful just seeing that and watching them through their adoption journey.
That's awesome. You mentioned earlier that you've, you know, been with the agency for just a few years now, but I want to hear from you, Olivia, about what you love the most about Adoption Associates and being an employee of this agency.
Yeah, absolutely. I love a lot about Adoption Associates, but I think the thing I love the most about Adoption Associates is the people, and not only the staff. I think the staff are all wonderful. I think, but the families I get to talk with, they're just all amazing. Here at Adoption Associates, we really get to know and care about the families and precious birth parents. All of the staff here at Adoption Associates absolutely love the work in adoption and are so passionate about it. Even though I am fairly new and I'm still learning so much about adoption, I feel so passionate and I feel like I fit in well, and I feel like I'm part of a family, and I'm just so truly blessed that I get to work here.
That's so wonderful to hear, Olivia. And you're right. We, all of our staff, are so passionate about the work of adoption and what we do. And you have been a very welcome, wonderful addition to our staff. Thank you for the role that you play in our agency and for being such a great resource for families coming in at that front door and making the phone calls that can sometimes be very, very difficult. Thank you, Olivia.
Yeah. Thank you.
And for those of you that are listening, remember that we are live on Tuesdays with more Adoption Focus podcasts. We will be continuing our series through the summer and into early fall to meet all of our staff. And we are so excited and hope that you continue to tune in. We'll be talking with Janine next week, and she is an adoptive family home study caseworker, also out of the Jenison office where Olivia is. So do stay tuned next Tuesday at 11 Eastern Standard Time. And we would love to hear from you. If you have a question, comment, concern, idea for a new Adoption Focus podcast topic, certainly give us a call, 800-677-2367. You can also connect with Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net or through all of our social media opportunities, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Again, a big thank you to Olivia for sharing a little bit about herself with us today. This is Jennifer with Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. For now, bye-bye.